engage the enemy of your mind. Wake up! Engage the enemy of your mind with the truth.
Welcome to Smell the Truth Radio, brought to you by smellthetruth.com. With your host, Dr. David Berman, and now your co-host, the coach, Rob Lotito.
And this is the coach with you, with our host, Dr. David Berman. Good day to you, sir. How are you?
Doing well, thank you very much. I'm enjoying my summer, that's for sure.
Well, we're in the summer months here in New England. It's just absolutely beautiful. Taking that bike around, I'm sure.
Of course.
Roxanne?
Yes, her name is Roxanne.
Roxanne, right? Those who listen to us know that Roxanne is...
Is my Harley. My wife knows about this.
Okay. So you're not having an affair outside
no,
the house?
No. Okay. My wife knows... Roxanne is the Harley Davidson.
Roxanne's the Harley Davidson. Now, is it politically correct to call your motorcycle Roxanne?
Well, that... I don't think so.
I mean, would somebody criticize you
for
that?
I'm sure they would. Yes, you're... A woman's name?
Well...
What are you trying to say?
My daughter's car is a Kia. And it's a Kia Soul, and she's named it Kia, Mia Kia. So she calls it Mia. So my wife has a Sorento Kia, so we call it Mama Mia. So we have Mama Mia, the big car, and we have the, you know, Mia. So I don't know if it's politically correct or not, but...
I think since your wife and daughter are women doing that, it's probably okay.
But because, so my car my car should be a male name? Or?
Well, I guess, because, you know, the political correctness is going crazy. We have to watch what we say, Coach Rob. Should I call you Coach? Is that an okay term, Coach?
I think it is. It's
It has male connotations, though, Coach.
I should be general neutral?
I mean, there are females.
I don't know what it's called.
Yes, there are females who are coaches, but, you know, we have to be careful with our microaggression, don't we?
Yeah. Well, is it still good to call you Pastor? Or should I call you the Reverend, or should I say esteemed one who teaches the Bible?
Well,
has it worked?
You have to be very – I don't know yet. I haven't found out what the feminists say about that one.
Will they say one day that you're not allowed to be referred to as a man of the Bible, maybe? I don't know. But that's where we're going in our subject matter today.
Free speech.
Free speech, political correctness. Free speech, political correctness. Talking more about the Second Amendment, of course, because we have a right to free speech. And let me ask you this question, Pastor. Did you get a chance to read some of the stuff that came out of the University of New Hampshire this week, being the last week of July of 2015, UNH guide, the term American is politically incorrect. When I read that, the term American is politically incorrect.
Well,
what's
of course.
Going on?
Oh, I mean, didn't you know that, Coach? American. I mean, listen. This is coming from from the lips of these the UNH mission. It says an integral part of the UNH, that's University of New Hampshire's mission, is to continue to build an inclusive learning community. And the first step toward our goal is an awareness of the bias in our daily language.
Bias in our daily language.
Yes. Is that
a curve to our free speech?
Well, look, it says, reads to the introduction of the guidelines. It says, introduction of guidelines, it says, as we begin to understand bias, we explore the truths of hierarchy and oppression.
Well, this is quoted from the article from the Union Leader, which was actually dated July the 29th, which was a couple days before this. And, Pastor, I'm amazed that a university, a state university, and if no one heard the show a few weeks back that we did on the church being established by our government, are they adding words to their state church here?
Yeah, in other words, what you're allowed to say is you're allowed to say not based by, and of course, all this starts as government, cultural pressure first from the elite,
right.
And then it begins to be codified in law. That's what their battle plan has been. Let's change the culture, and then let's codify it in law. And so, as they did with the homosexual marriage thing, where they said, let's change the culture, and then they make it marriage is a instead of being a representation of Christ in the church, marriage is now two men or two women.
Right.
And you have to accept it. Now they're telling you what language you could say. Like, for instance, they say in their code of language, they say, don't use the word rich. Use instead people of material wealth. because being rich gets conflated with a sort of omnipotence, hence immunity from customs and the law. People without material wealth could be wealthy as well, rich in spirit or in kindness, etc. So
really,
you know, now you can't say someone's rich, because if you do, that means that the person has an omnipotence, like they're God or something. I mean, what is wrong with... Listen.
I'm laughing because
you know, we
it's
have a
true.
Coach, we have a segment on our show called Liberal Logic. But really, this entire show is about the absurdity of liberal logic. You can't tell a person, they say, for instance, don't use the term opposite sex. Use the term other sex. Don't use the term older people, but old people's okay. You can, it says, don't say older people or elders or seniors or.
today's liberal.
There's that wonderful music.
And it's not even a liberal logic moment yet, but this is real stuff, folks. This is real stuff coming out of the newspaper.
Derek, our engineer, is having a little fun.
He is.
Let me think about this. You can't call somebody who's an older person, you have to say old people. Or people of advanced age. Don't say senior citizens, seniors, or elders. I mean, what kind of fruitcake, nutcase sits around a table
and thinks about this?
With all the crazy stuff that's going on in the world and all the problems with the economy and with the culture and with families falling apart and with all of the crime and all the stuff that's going on, let's sit around a table and determine what you can say and you can't say. These people are the crazy thought police.
It's insane, but we have these people sitting around. Let's talk about that for a minute. Why do these groups exist? I mean, Pastor, we know that they exist to try to be the thought police, but are they undermining society as a whole? There's a movement to knock us down as A, Christians, B, men, and they're trying to change our language to accept habits. Is that what...
Well, what's really going on, and we're joking about this because if you don't laugh a little bit, your head's going to explode.
I think so.
But here's what's really happening. Political correctness is all part and parcel of multiculturalism. These go hand in hand. And the idea of multiculturalism is to put down the American culture, particularly the American culture as it used to be, the Judeo-Christian ethic and the idea of the American culture. We used to have this term we use called American exceptionalism. When they asked Obama about that, here's how he answered it. They said, do you believe in American exceptionalism? He goes, sure, I believe in American exceptionalism, just like a German believes in German exceptionalism, just like an Italian believes in Italian exceptionalism. In other words, he was saying, everybody's exceptional, therefore nobody is. The reason why America has been exceptional is because it has been a nation founded on the Judeo-Christian ethic and freedom and these amendments to the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, which is telling us that we have unalienable rights from Almighty God. And one of those, and the first one, is the freedom of speech. And they would always say, American culture is not better than any other culture. Well, guess what? It used to be. It was a lot better than a lot of cultures that had tyranny and telling you what you can say and can't say, what you can do and can't do, regulating your every thought. And this is all about the destruction of our sovereignty and our culture. And really, spiritually, no doubt in my mind, this is a desire to lead this country and the other nations into the idea of a globalist mindset and a one-world government rather than having national sovereignty.
So with that said, you know, the one world government coming, and we're going to talk a little bit about that, the biblical side of that. You just said something to me that really just as a young man growing up in our country, I'm thinking about being called an American. And they're saying we can't call people Americans or refer to people who are from another country as foreigners any longer. We call them international students was one of the words they were saying. And I'm thinking, saying to myself, as a kid, I was so proud to be an American. I'm still proud to be an American. I'm not saying I'm not. But I think about how proud I was to be an American and how people that I would meet who are not Americans wish they were American.
Of course.
Lost that?
Yeah, because if you come from a nation where there's tyranny, where there's no freedom, you can't speak, you can't think, if you get caught saying something you shouldn't or looking a certain way or laughing even or joking about certain things, they can come get you in the middle of the night, take you away and never see you again. You come from that. You want to be an American because America was freedom. It was the idea of freedom of your thoughts, freedom to express your viewpoints. This idea of the marketplace of ideas, they're trying to shut that down. They don't want you to be an American as America was. When I was growing up, we always used to be very proud of America when we would go to the town parades, the firemen, the police would be there. You'd have these parades of the civic organizations. And you'd say, this is American freedom and all the things that we love about this country. And we used to be the land of the free and the home of the brave. I believe we're still the home of the brave, but we're having a problem with the first one, the land of the free. They are attacking that freedom, and particularly freedom of speech.
And we are definitely trying to address that today in this show. We were talking about the political incorrectness of language. A show on TV years ago called All in the Family. We were off air just listening to some of the stuff. We're not going to play it on air. We don't think it's good content. But, you know, back then in the 70s, Archie Bunker used to use language that was considered rude and crude. And we're not talking about crude language here, Pastor. We're talking about calling someone a broad. Hey, broad, you know, hey, you know, whatever. We're talking about just normal language here. We're not talking about crude language. We're talking about normal language.
You can't even say American. Well, let me listen.
It's ridiculous.
Just in case anybody from UNH is listening, American. American.
I'm an American. Yes.
I'm an American. If you don't like it, leave my country.
Yeah.
Go away.
And it's just craziness. Pastor, in our second part of our show here, we're going to talk a little bit about how professors are undermining and teaching our students differently maybe than when we got taught in school a long time ago. I won't go back too long ago, but boy, 30, 40 years ago at least that we were in school getting taught these things. A lot of things have changed there. So we're going to come back and talk about that. Also, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about how the Word of God is should be taught so that we can understand the sensitivity to dealing with issues that we have to deal with today, but not stand up to the issues. We need to stand up to those issues. You're listening to Smell the Truth Radio. We want you to go to smellthetruth.com. You could see some great articles there by Dr. David Berman. You could also get some of his books that are there. So go there while we take this quick break. Look at smellthetruth.com. This is The Coach with our host, Dr. David Berman. We'll be right back. SmellTheTruth.com is the official site for Smell the Truth Radio. You will find information as well as articles from Dr. David Berman. SmellTheTruth.com is all about truth. Dr. Berman engages the enemy of your mind with the truth of God's Word, explaining not only biblical principles for our lives of faith, but also how the Judeo-Christian principles apply to the principles of liberty as seen in the founding philosophy of America. At smellthetruth.com, you can sign up for Dr. Berman's monthly email articles, as well as listen to archive radio shows. If you're interested in booking Dr. Berman for a speaking event, you may also contact him through smellthetruth.com. Smellthetruth.com, disseminating the truth throughout the world.
Today's liberal logic moment. This liberal logic moment brought to you by SmellTheTruth.com.
Now, today's liberal logic moment, Pastor, comes from us. We talked off air about this a little bit. Tom Brady, the New England Patriot quarterback, has been in the news now for the last 6-8 months, besides winning a Super Bowl. During his AFC Championship game, he was accused of taking air out of the football. Now, as the coach, as a football guy, I will tell you all quarterbacks try to do this from when they're 10 years old and to when they're 40 years old, like Tom Brady. So for them to say that they didn't know or didn't do this is, to me, crazy, but that they're claiming they don't. Tom Brady did something. He destroyed his phone, Pastor, prior to a meeting, I guess, to get out of showing information. He was suspended 4 games and probably over $1 million for this
situation.
So hold on
a second. So let me just, before you continue,
yeah.
Let me just So what we're saying is Tom Brady in a non-legal issue, this has nothing to do with the law.
Airing the footballs.
Airing footballs, which whether you know you don't agree with him doing that, that's fine. We're not really defending Tom Brady. We're making a greater point. So it's not a legal issue. It doesn't affect you, me, or really anybody personally.
Doesn't change the world.
Doesn't change the world. And he was suspended for four games and fined whatever millions of dollars. Okay, now continue.
Now, the comparison story here is the former sitting Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, who used her private email to send emails.
Private email server.
Her email server, her own domain to do that, not the one she was supposed to use from the federal government.
Yep.
And she destroyed her equipment.
Well, she sent classified stuff, which you said she didn't. We now know she did. And she destroyed her server.
Destroyed it.
Destroyed her server.
Oh, it's gone.
And everybody's freaking out about Tom Brady. Who cares? But no one cares about the Secretary of State destroying evidence. And now it comes to pass that it comes to light that she actually sent classified documents over a private server, which could be hacked by our enemies.
Let's go deeper, Pastor.
Yeah.
Four people died during her Secretary of State Benghazi.
That's right.
And we don't have information on it.
Well, because she destroyed the server.
So why is she not going to jail? Or being suspended? Whatever.
Well, because she's an elitist. You see? She's an elitist. So, and here's another commentary on this. Can you imagine the public is freaking out over Tom Brady? And again, I'm not defending what he did or not defending. I don't care about that.
It's irrelevant.
The greater point is, we're talking about national security, a sitting Secretary of State breaking the law and then obstructing justice by destroying evidence, and everybody goes about their business worried about whether Tom Brady destroyed his phone or not. I mean, where are the priorities of the American people? Wake up and smell the truth, man.
It's crazy.
It's insanity.
This is a crazy thing, and with liberal logic moment, I know this, Pastor. I don't get it sometimes.
I hear you.
SmellTheTruth.com.
And the fight for freedom goes on.
This is Dr. David Berman, your host of Smell the Truth Radio. I, along with my co-host, Rob the Coach Letito, are fighting against the lies of the leftists, the globalists, and the outright followers of Satan's tyranny. Please stand with me as I speak out for biblical values, liberty, and the Constitution against the onslaught of political correctness and intimidation as we have never seen in America before. I know that I will be hated by the progressives, but I refuse to be intimidated. Please spread the word about Smell the Truth Radio. Stand with me as I am a voice for you, the real Americans who believe in our founding Constitution, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. This message brought to you by SmellTheTruth.com.
Now, Pastor, I remember a long time ago when it used to be okay to sit in a jazz club, maybe have a cigar or something. It's all been outlawed. Telling people where they can smoke, where they can talk, what they can do. Not that I'm for smoking.
I understand your point.
I'm not for smoking.
Yeah, if you have a private institution, a private organization, or a store, and they say, you know, you can't smoke in there. Well, go somewhere else. There's no more freedom anymore, my friend.
There is. It's crazy.
We're freer than a lot of places, so don't misunderstand me, but we're not the land of the free as we were. We're still the home of the brave. We better do something because eventually we're going to lose everything in this country.
Why are they teaching in our colleges across the country the opposite? Why are these professors really teaching that America's bad?
They're actually teaching to hate your country.
Yeah.
They're looking at certain things in our past that are bad, like slavery and Jim Crow laws and separate but equal and stuff like that, which all of us condemn. But I say, look at any nation. What nation in the world, any nation that has a perfect history or doesn't have bad things in their history, because it's made of human beings, and human beings are sinful and need a savior. Mm. But if you look at the American country, nobody has done more. No country has done more to give opportunities to people, no matter what your race is, than this country. But it's not good enough for these people because they actually want to destroy the country. They want to remake it in the image and Barack Obama's viewpoint, his worldview, and the people who pull his strings, their worldview of a globalist mindset and the idea of a global socialist or progressive mindset. And as I said in earlier shows, it's sort of a Marxism mixed with hedonism, which has caused this country to continually move away from our founding. And the professors, many of the professors in colleges, if you do a survey, and we know we've done these surveys, they've been done, that the most of them, the vast majority, are not only liberal, are ultra-left and progressive, and they hate this country, and they're constantly talking bad about this nation and about the founding of this nation and the people in this nation. And I'm, for one, I'm sick of it. Mm. And why would you send your kid to a college that's going to speak this way about your country, and you're paying them to do that? Are you crazy? The American people got to wake up.
It's insanity. Do you believe that the political correctness has, A, crept into the church, and B, when would someone like you, Pastor, lose your rights to speak your freedom? Not that you're going to bow down to it. That's we know you are not going to bow down to it. But when do you think we're going to see those laws? And
well, I'll answer it this way. I want to answer it the very correct way from what the founding of the nation is. I will never lose my rights to do that.
Amen.
My rights come from God. They may try to usurp God and infringe upon my rights. And yes, they will do that very soon. They're doing that already with Christians and businesses and such. And at some point, they're going to tell you as a pastor, you can't speak against homosexuality. Right now, in Canada, you've got people being talked to by the government for speaking against homosexuality from the pulpit for calling it a sin. Now, we have the First Amendment here in America, which is quite clear about our right to speak anything we want to speak, mm-hmm. but that is being attacked. And listen, when you dumb down society concerning civics and understanding of the founding principles of the nation, eventually society over a couple of generations doesn't understand these principles anymore. And so they don't even know what the First Amendment says. They don't even know there is a First Amendment. Mm-hmm. Go to the street and ask your average person, what is the First Amendment really about? They won't know. What is the Second Amendment really about? What is this idea all about? What are the founding principles of this nation? Most young people particularly, cannot tell you anymore because the colleges, the professors, the media, there's a concerted conspiracy. Yes, a conspiracy to dumb down the American public and get rid of the founding principles of this nation. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I don't call everything a conspiracy.
I understand that.
But there are conspiracies, and you better believe that there's a great conspiracy to destroy this country. And in fact, it's not even a conspiracy anymore because Barack Obama said just before he was elected, we are so close to redefining this nation, to fundamentally changing America. So maybe it's not such a quiet conspiracy, is it? He's been working hard to do just that.
Talking about political correctness with Dr. David Berman, our host today. Talking about an article that came out in the Union Leader in New Hampshire about the UNH, about this crazy language. Pastor, the Word of God tells us something different. I know you grabbed the scripture there that you're going to share with us. How do Christians stand up today and say, enough's enough, and what should we do? Obviously, we need to be in the Word of God, and we need to come to a relationship in Jesus Christ, but what's the Word telling us there, and what else do you got for us, Pastor?
Well, first of all, the Scripture is very clear that God's kingdom is not of this world. Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world. So we're not saying that America is Christian and some other country isn't. Christians are in every country, and we're all the brothers and sisters in Christ in a holy nation, the Bible says, and that is a nation of a kingdom of God, which has no boundaries, which has no national boundaries at all. But having said that, Proverbs 29:2 makes a very important statement in principle. It says, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked rule, the people mourn. Mm. So when you have righteous people in authority in any position, the people are going to rejoice because righteous people do the right thing. Righteousness means the right thing. When you have wicked who are ruling, you have people mourn because they do the wrong thing. And right now in America, we have the wicked ruling us. And listen, I'm not just talking about Barack Obama. I'm talking about the Speaker of the House, who's a Republican. I'm talking about many of the Republican candidates for president. I'm talking about the Democrats, the Republicans. I'm talking about Bernie Sanders, the socialist, admitted communist progressive. I mean, I'm talking about all of them. There's very few. There's a couple people that we might say, okay, these people still have the best interests of their country at heart. But most of these people are really crooked and corrupt so badly that we do not have the righteous in authority. We have the wicked. And that's why the people are mourning. Mm. That's why the scripture teaches us, if you look at the history of Israel, that when they turned from God and when they went to idolatry and they went to immorality, the first thing that began to happen was a judgment of God after he sent the prophets to warn them. And for years, people like myself have been warning the country, and the country doesn't listen. And then the next thing that happens in the scripture is they start to have economic problems. We're having economic problems. And eventually the judgment of God comes hardcore on the nation with the enemies of the nation having power to attack them. That's what's going to happen here. We have economic problems. We are going to have our enemies having successful attacks against us. It's going to increase. And we're going to eventually have the judgment of God poured upon this nation if we continue to kill, murder millions of babies, lift up marriage as being something that it isn't, and mock God openly with putting the White House in rainbow colors. This nation better wake up. Freedom of speech is just the beginning of what we have taken from us. Believe me, people, wake up before it's too late.
Pastor, how do someone come to a relationship in Jesus Christ? We've got about a minute or so here.
Well, you first have to acknowledge that you're a sinner.
Mm-hmm.
And, Coach, you and I are sinners. We've violated the Word of God in many ways in our life. And then you have to acknowledge the fact that since we're sinners, we are separated from God by our sin and that God is holy. And then you have to acknowledge the fact that God loved us so much that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. You receive what Jesus did on the cross. He paid for your sin and he rose again from the dead. You receive him as your Savior. When you do, you become, the Bible says, born again. You see things differently. And from that point on, you say, listen, of course I'm not perfect. Of course I'm going to make mistakes. Of course I need Jesus every day, but I'm turning my thinking away from the worldly way of thinking and turning to the ways of the Lord Jesus Christ, and how I treat my brothers, and how I care for people, and how I love people. And love them also means telling them the truth. I remind you, Coach, Jesus said God the Father seeks people to worship him in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
Truth.
And that's what we talk about here on this show. Dr. David Berman is our host. Your email is, again,
drdave@clfchurch.com. That's drdave at clfchurch.com.
Well, our host, Dr. David Berman, our passion here at Smell the Truth Radio is to share the truth and the truth of Jesus Christ. But we want to say, wake up, smell the truth, Americans. It's time to take back our nation and be the Christians God's called us to be. Thank you for listening to Smell the Truth Radio. This is the Coach with Dr. David Berman saying, God bless and have a great day.
SmellTheTruth.com.